Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, it's time to hustle and shine. On a hump day, another day to live in your purpose. Reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 93 today. Currently, it is 74 at the Grandview Triangle.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this International Joke Day?
Oh, you know, that's my type of vibe right there, man. Yeah, yeah, that's my flavor. All jokes going around this morning on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We got Dr. LaTanya coming up with a good Wellness Wednesday. Get right Wednesday.
Of course, gonna always get us right. I'm excited for that conversation. Then also, happy July to that too. First day of July. TMG goes down at your 23s. Two big things. LeBron James is on the move. We'll be talking about that. And Nia Long. She talks about songs that mention her.
Hump it out. Come on. Hump it out.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Come on.
Do me, baby.
Do the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me. I do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump, I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation, sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Maybe you could have a good time without it being a perfect time. Perhaps you would benefit from a good relationship without it being a perfect relationship. Most things in life are not perfect, yet many of those imperfect things have much value. When any situation is less than perfect, there's opportunity for improvement. Specific pathways exist that enable you to make a difference. Furthermore, the imperfections make life interesting. A book or film in which everything is always perfect would be perfectly boring. Notice the imperfections, but don't curse them or avoid circumstances where they are likely to arise. Instead, appreciate what they tell you about what you value and about what you can do to make life better. Where there are imperfections, there is also substance, value, and positive possibilities. Even where things are not perfect, there's a whole lot of great living to do. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 93. Currently, it is 74 at the T-Mobile Center. Shout out to Bow Weezy as he wrapped up Black Music Month with Tiny Desk with this classic record.
And I got to keep it hot. Wait, shotgunning and dropping, I'm riding good. 20 TVs, I'm living wood. Popping, watching Big Mama, hold it down. All the pleasure, sing along there. All I want to do is see you bounce. Right side, just
grab a
pipe. Right side, just bounce.
Aw, that's cute.
He did several different songs. Of course, that's what he kicked it off with. I don't know what year that came out. You knew?
2000. That was definitely summer 2000 right there.
Okay.
A little Deanna, little three-year-old Deanna.
I wasn't bouncing with it just yet, but I remember my first memories of Bow Wow was Like Mike. And that came out in 2002. And at this point, I don't know, I'm assuming they showed it in the movie theater. I did not get that experience. But what I did do, my grandmother went to the grocery store. She went to Schnucks. She grabbed a DVD, brought it back to the house.
We used to have Schnucks here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, they need to bring that back. That salad bar, that's a whole nother conversation. But listen, she brought the tape back, the DVD. And I fell in love with that movie because, you know, I love basketball. So it was just like I watched that front, back, side to side. I knew all the songs and the bloopers, too. That's back when they had bloopers on DVDs. Five. Shout out to Bow Easy. He been at it for a very long time. Get that man his flowers. Other news, Ray J and Orlando Brown. Yes, that's a Raven actor. They will be facing off in a celebrity boxing match August 15th at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. And they had a little mini face-off the other day.
Adrian Broner's helping me train. Shout out to AB. I talked to him today.
Ever since the Funny Marco interview, this has been trying to go crazy ever since then. I don't know. I ate you up a long time ago.
Who's your money on?
I don't know. Orlando Brown, he got that little crazy factor on him. But Ray J, you know, he can squabble.
Shout out to Ray. That's the home team now. Well, it's been that way. You know, I always step behind Ray J.
This is actually a great fight, though.
It makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Ray J is taller, and I think he'll. I'll take Ray J.
The same height.
Yeah, they're the same height.
I thought so.
I thought Ray J was like maybe an inch or two taller, but
I thought we was eye level when I seen him over the weekend.
But Orlando Brown, though, like, don't underestimate his crazy.
I don't know.
Though.
He might jump off the porch.
He might bite somebody in the ear or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
like he the type that
protect
would just,
your ears, Ray.
Yeah, he the type to just wild out on anybody like a Tasmanian devil. So this is actually gonna be a good entertaining fight.
Oh, this would be so interesting.
Orlando Brown gonna start windmilling.
I got $200 on Ray J. Don't disappoint me, family, please.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
You bring your girls, we got you 4 tickets and $500 in travel money. Win the ultimate girls trip to see Usher and Chris Brown at the R&B tour in St. Louis. Listen and win from Hot 103 Jams. D, a measure to provide property tax credits to Jackson County homeowners, installed Monday in the legislature. So the plan would apply to homeowners who paid higher property taxes in 23 and 24 because their houses assessed values increased by more than 15% in 2023. The Missouri State Tax Commission has ordered the county to provide relief to homeowners who fall into that category. So Jackson County Executive Phil LaVolta supports the plan as a way to comply with the tax commission's order. And it was standing room only at this meeting. So, you know, people are, you know, coming in with their forks. They pitchforks and they attitudes. And, you know, so they're going to get this right. And also, Jackson County leaders are considering new ordinances to provide property tax relief, too. So there's a lot of things going on. There's some moving and shaking a little bit behind the scenes. So because, you know, This caused a whole ripple effect with kind of the stadiums being included too, with Frank White and that whole thing. So, you know, it's a mess right now, but they're getting it sorted out.
What's up, world? It's your boy Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast, and I am the founder of the OG Network, and I'm rolling with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams and Uzazi Village present Caring for KC Mothers and Babies. It's going down next Friday, July 10th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at one of my favorite places in the city, Uzazi Village, 4232 Truce in Kansas City, Missouri. Join us for a 12-hour community drive collecting essential items for mothers and babies. Stop by, donate diapers, baby wipes, formula, clothing, or personal care products. Every contribution, y'all, it helps provide families with the resources they need for a healthy start. Uzazi Village is definitely worth your time, and I can't wait for that going down next Friday.
Yeah, that's major.
So, the proposed downtown Royal Stadium at Crown Center D, it will begin moving through Kansas City's public approval process next month. So there were some documents filed this week for the city to show the staff review meeting that's going to be held a little later on about a 35-acre development that would include a downtown baseball stadium and a mixed-use district. So this area will be bounded by 22nd Street, 27th Street, and Main Street and Gillum Road. That is a large area. That's real. That's that encompasses all of Crown Center, Halls, Legoland, all of that. That's all of that. Woo, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So the redevelopment plan covers nearly 68 acres and would increase the district's total building area from about 9.1 million square feet to nearly 12.6 million square feet. The design guidelines, they are prioritizing walkability and connectivity, calling for wider sidewalks, all that type of stuff that comes along with a stadium or whatever. So yeah, all of this stuff is coming in motion, y'all. And
good,
just prepare for a lot of traffic.
Lots of change.
Yeah. What, probably they're saying they want opening day 2030. I don't know about that. That's a little optimistic.
Well, sound like they got the money, so
yeah,
they better get on to it.
By the way, they have enough room for, they said an influx of 8,200 parking spaces.
Okay.
Which is plenty for, and that's just for that, not let alone the other parking spaces that are downtown right now.
And when you mentioned 35 acres, I know at least my rule of thumb is always 25 acres is like almost 20 football fields.
Oh,
so
where you learn that from?
That's just something I always knew, because you know, you hear acres and you want to know like what does that really look like. So I always remember it in basketball court or football field size. So just imagine 20 plus football fields of parking, you're good.
We was all supposed to get 40 acres and a mule too.
I'm still waiting on mine, but it's okay. I'm gonna make something shake. Yeah, I ain't even gonna wait no more. I'm gonna make it happen.
Go get it, D. Go
hello, word to Mary. Mary, we gonna go get it. We also gonna get these shout outs.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Cousins, we love you so much for tapping in at kprs.com and listening to that Hot 103 Jams app. And all the cousins that's tapping in on the stream, love and appreciate you too for checking that out on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. You're checking me and D out in the Brown and Krupa studio, or you out riding around and getting it. Gregory and Bruce R. Walkers, you right there right now from 55th and Bruce R. Walkers. Slow down and be careful. You know them red lights is coming up for you. Or if you're traveling on 169 Highway and I-29 from I-435 and Metcalf, from I-435 and State Line, 69 Highway in Overland Park, wherever you are in the city, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world,
but you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start off with that text line. Big love to Tasha Cole, one of our cousins. Quita said, I'm so happy you came to visit from Texas. Love you, sis. Shout out to you. We appreciate you coming down here. Let us know the barbecue since you visiting from Texas. Let us know the difference too. Carmenard, hey, say good morning, cousins. Good morning back to
good
you.
Good morning.
Shout out to Big Brother Al for owning his business for 5 years and a happy birthday week. That's
congratulations.
Major. That was sent from your sister, LaDonna. One of our cousins said, Lonnie Johnson, love you, boo. Naomi K sending that love, said, my main man. I know that's right. You ain't going to shout out the side? Man, no, I'm just playing with
yikes.
You. They ain't going to put you on Front Street. I kid. It's International Joke Day. Line up.
Oh, okay.
Big love, Jacob, sending a shout out to his pops, Joseph McNeely, my dog for life. No, that's right. Anastasia Jackson. I was waiting on that. I knew you was going to have that next up. Good morning to everyone sent from Anastasia, hey cousin, sending a shout out to Kilolo, the queen of KC. Keep doing what you doing to make it happen. That was sent over from the 816. Let us know your name, cousin. Almost, what else we got? Anthony Drone, what that do? Stacey Davis, happy hump day. Thank you for everything you do. And yes, you have the number one morning show. No one compares to you guys, period. That
love
was
y'all.
Sent from Coach Rich Harris. We appreciate that. That means a lot. We always appreciate that love, like for real. Brandon Rogers, what it do? Saying to have a great day, everyone tapping in on all sides. Still no Twitch yet. It's all good. Coachella Sims, SK Cuts Off, Grand, what it do? We appreciate you, cousins. I'm taking out all the comments, too. We're going to make sure we comment back to you, too.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:27 on your time, high up 93. Currently, it is 77 in the River Market. Nia Long sat down with Angie Martinez and they discussed which song references specifically that Nia liked the most.
It was a hit record. And they paused the music. That made me a hot mom. Because that was like when my kids were younger.
So you showing up to the school?
All y'all are too young.
What did the kids say?
My kids were like, wow, like my mom is cool. Yeah, you know, they think I'm cool.
It's safe to say like the rappers, they like you.
Yeah, I like them.
Yikes. What?
J. Cole in 2014 dropped the No Role Model song. He had that song. My only regret was too
Neil Long.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my like, God.
And what she say? Yeah, y'all too young.
Not me.
You still too young.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you are. She ain't going for
it. Oh my gosh.
Other news, Cardi
Grown
B.
Grown man, dog.
All right. Yeah, they are too. They all saying the same thing. You better take a ticket. Cardi B seems to be having a change of heart. A little bit more empathy than Kendrick Lamar, as she tells her fans not to pick on a specific person.
I'm going to keep performing Pretty and Petty because it is one of my hottest songs from my album, and I really, really love that song. However, please don't pick on that girl. I am very big against internet like bullying, unless my fans have. But if somebody not bothering me and I feel that she's not bothering me, I don't want to be the reason why somebody gets on the internet and have a bad day.
That's real. I mean, the song it's a nice little bop. But so
it's Bobbiana.
Yeah, I understand why she. I'm not gonna stop performing. If I made a song, I'm not stopping. I'm not gonna not perform it.
Hell.
So, like, you just gonna have to chop it up. It is what it is.
It's up and it's stuck.
Yeah. I mean, if they can get away with calling Drake what they called him at the Super Bowl and everywhere else.
What if it's true?
You can still, I mean, have we found proof that it's true?
Did we find proof it's not?
Hey.
Yeah, we have found proof that it's not. You have to have proof, bro. Like, it don't work like that.
Yeah, okay. A lot of dots on this house.
You can't say nothing and then say that we don't have proof that it's not true. We don't have proof that it is.
Hey.
Sick.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 J.
So, listen, I love my relationship with Deanna. She brings up, she makes me laugh so much. sometimes at inappropriate times, like last night.
I don't really be saying nothing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Whatever, dude. So last night, we celebrating Joe Corneo, yeah, who's now in New York. Like, he done flew out this morning.
Yeah,
he's at Jack Stack, y'all, celebrating Joe Corneo. Mm-hmm. And Deanna.
What did I do?
Y'all, Myron. Y'all know Myron, like, he old school.
Very
First of all,
so.
Who goes to Jack Stack and orders stew? I don't know. Myron does, though.
Do.
So Myron orders stew like he's eating in the 1800s. And
he goes to stir his stew.
He stirs it, and Deanna sees him blow.
Then before he ate his stew, what he do, B?
He blew on it. He got a little... <He's>
like, cool it down a little bit.
So Deanna, with her childish self, she notices this, y'all.
It's an observation.
And she gonna ask me this question.
I said, I think I don't know how I worded it, but I just was like, hey, you know, as a man. And hey, look, we being playful, y'all. Do not get mad at me. I was just asking a question. I was just like, look, you know, as a man, like, have you ever noticed other men, like, blowing on food before y'all eat it? Like, I don't remember ever seeing my dad blow on nothing to cool it down. I like my food hot, so I don't even do that. But I just was wondering, like, do you hit a certain age where it's like that's player? You know, I was just curious.
No, we do not blow on our food.
And then we asked Joe that. Joe was like, nah.
He's just
yeah, that's. Is that like equal to the glizzy conversation?
Oh, okay. See,
the hot dogs.
Now you take it another direction.
But that's, I'm asking, is that equal? Because you know how y'all y'all be doing that to each other. Yeah. Like no one, women, we don't. No one cares when guys are eating hot dogs. But but when y'all are like at a Royals game, you know, or something
No, we can't do it. No,
but you gonna break it apart?
You eat it in pieces.
And then hurry up and
yes, you gotta eat it in pieces. Or eat it a different way.
Look at the text message you just got.
From me?
Yes.
What Myron say? What did he say?
Shout out to the boss man. Hey, listen.
Oh, what, really, Myron? And he had his napkin tucked in his
Shout out to the OGs that still put that napkin in actually your shirt instead of your lap. Hey, we
like
appreciate
you mob ties or something.
Literally.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
You look at me funny like I wasn't supposed to like that song.
No, you were. I mean, you've been saying you've been loving that song since it dropped.
I mean, I don't know. We can't blow on food. We can't eat hot dogs. We can't eat bananas. We can't eat popsicles.
Nobody said you could not eat hot dogs. I see more men tease other men about that than women. That's all. But what you can't do is pop fireworks in certain areas.
For real.
That's a thing.
All right. So if you in the hood, and you, I'm pretty sure you've been hearing these firecrackers pop off for the past week or so. But there are some limitations within our cities. And on a serious note, there was a bad fire. I think it was in Olathe the other day where like 13 people were displaced because of firework activity. So that's y'all, terrible. Look, okay. For Kansas City, Missouri, it is illegal for any person to possess, keep, store, offer, for sale, expose for sale, sell at retail, use or explode any fireworks in the city. So no means no, but you're still going to do it anyway. Because what they gonna arrest everybody?
That's exactly what some of our cousins out there thinking. And now you just put a battery in their back.
I'm saying what they said.
And when we see them on Facebook, tell them, put it in reverse, and it accidentally lit up Grandpa.
Don't do that.
Now we going to blame you.
Don't blame me. Grandview, Missouri, fireworks are allowed. Only on July 3rd and 4th, beginning at 10 a.m. Can we extend that to like 12 p.m.? Like, why gotta be 10 a.m.? Why gotta be in the morning? Belton, legal to shoot fireworks from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. from June 28th to July 4th. Legal until midnight on July 4th. Let's see. Raymore, fireworks illegal to discharge from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. July 1st through the 4th. Independence, fireworks division. They got a whole division. Within division 1.4G are allowed between July 3rd and the 5th. Raytown, fireworks illegal, but a permit is required.
Okay. What do you do? Permit? Hey, man, y'all got to chill. Who finna go? Mugs don't even want to go to the DMV for their license, let alone sign up for a permit for fireworks. Y'all crazy?
Raytown. Deanna's not listening to none of this, Raytown. Bottle rockets, skylanders, and missiles are prohibited. Fireworks can only be discharged on July 4th.
Sounds like it should be missiles.
And they let you pop them on July 5th, too, in Raytown. In case you want to do that. So, Lee Summits, fireworks can be discharged from July 3rd to the 5th. Blue Springs, you good. Grain Valley, you're good too. So, Kansas City, you're not good.
It's the little curfew. Okay, so it sounds like Independence got the most leeway as I'm looking. July 3rd through the 5th, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Because I see some other ones are till 10 p.m.
And we know y'all going to do what y'all want to do. So
yeah, but you know. what you don't need to do is shoot up in the air. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. We can joke about the fireworks, but when it comes to that, what comes up must come down. Use your common sense. Use 100% of your brain this weekend. Thank you.
Oh, I forgot. KCK. Unaltered fireworks from the stand are legal between July 2nd and July 4th, so it seems like y'all good. Leavenworth, it's unlawful to sell, possess, or ignite fireworks in the city, so don't do it there either. So,
air quotes.
Had to include them.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or a phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's word is suspicious. Very simple. Mm-hmm. It's not really even a slang term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought of suspicious. You could even say sus. I thought about this because of our recent conversation where it might make you side-eye somebody.
Here we go again.
You ever see somebody do something and instead of you saying the full-on word suspicious, you just say sus. Like, that's just a little suspect.
I can't wait for this example.
Somebody does something like...
Like what? Bring the one you brought up in the break.
The bye-bye. That's going to be fun.
Bye-bye.
Like, bye.
Y'all, so Deucey, I know you listening right now. My boy Deucey in college, he made a Facebook post about me because we got off the phone. I said bye bye, and now I'm looking. Everybody looking at me like I'm sus.
Yeah, baby. And you don't say bye bye. You just said it. You said it real masculine. Like, bye bye. You be bye bye. Like it's what? It's like you mumbling. There's a little sauce on there. Bye bye. Like, yeah. Right. Bye bye. You just did it when he's on a call.
I'm just saying, we black men, we can't do anything.
Y'all can. We just like joking with y'all. That's
there is
all.
A running list on Twitter.
It is. That's like, crazy.
It's like 353.
I hate that it's so strict for y'all.
But, we can't wear white shoes.
But even when we just talked about, you know, people blowing on their food before, like, it's just stuff you notice. Like, okay, we like that.
That's sus.
That's just, I mean, it's just stuff you have never noticed that make people seem a little suspect and just like, you just question.
You got one more example?
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's a laundry list of little small things that people can do. I mean, even if we being serious outside of this type of conversation of like, maybe your friend does something and now you feel a way about them. You know, maybe you feel like they're jealous maybe a family member that does something that's kind of hating. Very and now sus. You looking at them and you like, dang, you kind of sus. Like,
ow.
Like, what you hating on me for? You hating outside the club, you can't even get in. Whatever the lyric said.
We're definitely going to be using this week. Somebody's getting fired over it. Somebody's going to put some in the microwave. Who's cooking fish in the microwave? Oh, yeah, you're sus.
And that's sus, too, because why would you be eating fish at work anyways? I think it's certain foods you shouldn't bring in the workplace. Like, what is it, like a seafood boil? Get them out of here.
Get them out.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, cousin. It is a high of 94. Currently, it is 78 in Top City. Chris Brown was found liable by a jury in L.A. for $13 million that will be awarded to his former housekeeper after a 2020 dog attack that occurred on his property. Maria sued Chris, claiming his 200-pound Caucasian shepherd dog was allowed to just roam around his yard and attacked her as she went to take out the trash. After the accident, she was left bloody with a massive scar on her face. Maria was initially seeking $90 million. Damn! $13 million?
What would you do? For a dog bite?
I mean, that's the price you gotta pay.
Yeah, let me get that. I'll take a dog bite for that. A couple of them. A couple million. Yeah.
You ready to get Mike Vicked up, huh?
Why are you like this, man? What did you eat? Like, was it the Jack Stack last night?
I just ate Jack Stacks this morning too.
Oh, there it is.
No, it's not. I just had the leftovers.
You just no, I'm saying like the Jack Stack done powered you up a little bit. You done yeah, you on one this morning.
I guess so.
I'm gonna leave you alone, man.
All right, lastly, Chicago rapper veteran Twista has pleaded guilty in federal court after prosecutors accused him of dodging hundreds of thousands of dollars in income taxes over multiple years. According to court docs filed this week, 52-year-old Twista, known as Carl Mitchell, entered in a guilty plea last month.
His name is Carl Mitchell?
Yup.
What?
You thought it was going to be some player?
Not real money.
No. Mr. Mitchell.
I don't know. DeAndre or something.
Nah. Carl.
Well, I guess Twista was probably born in the 60s. So.
Hey. The man name is Carl.
Carl Mitchell.
He wasn't born in the 60s.
70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Early 70s.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
But, I mean, he probably got up there.
Carl.
He probably got up there talking too fast, thinking he could swindle the judge.
Period.
And they found him.
Oh, here you go.
Just throwing that out there.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's cancer season. Happy birthday to those kind, helpful, and a little aggressive cancers.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy heavenly birthday to stand-up comedian and actress who played a major role on one of my favorite old school sitcoms. What's happening? Happy birthday to Shirley Hemphill. Sending over a major birthday to recording artist, rapper who's gave us several classics. Happy birthday to our cousin out of Florida, Ply. Sending over birthday love to actress Storm Reid. A big happy birthday to actress, singer, and one half of the R&B duo with her sister. A happy birthday to Chloe Bailey. A happy birthday to comedian, actress, recording artist, and author who speaks up on a lot of unpopular opinions. Happy birthday to Amanda Seale. And last but not least, sending a big, 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 major, major, major happy birthday to rapper, singer, songwriter, dancer, and record producer who has changed the game in so many ways. Top five female rappers of all time, and she ain't five. Happy birthday to the one and only Missy Elliott.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Antoinette Williams, Dean Garrett, and Garen Diamond Sr. Happy birthday, Nicole Hopkins, Leon Walker, and Renee. Happy birthday, Michael Reeves, Auburn Edward, and Ron Haywood. Sending birthday love to Monchelle Dickerson, Damian Gramatico, and Brian Peters. Happy birthday, Samantha Jo Kelly, Benji Lee, and Desmond Davis. Plus, sending birthday love to Lauren Decker, DZ Moosey, and everybody else born on July 1st. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We wow. see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
It's Gary Caldwell.
Oh, what's going on, cousin? What you doing?
This is a That's My Jam battery right here.
We about to have a good morning.
Oh boy.
Let's buckle up.
Gary, what's your check engine light looking like, dog?
I'm great.
Okay, it ain't on. Okay, good.
No, not at all.
Gary, real quick question for you before we do That's My Jam. Do you blow on your soup or your food if it's hot?
Hey, listen, you best believe I'm going to cool it off. Oh, man.
See, he trying to burn that tongue. I know that's right. All right, look, we got those two tickets to Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival going down in the historic 18th Devon Jazz District. We got that shot for you to get these tickets, but you got to finish these lyrics. Are you ready?
Me.
Give me your love right now. That's what I want to do. I got a question for you.
Come on.
Do you mind if I stroke you up? I don't mind. Do you mind if I stroke you down?
I don't mind.
All through the night.
I don't mind.
Baby, I'm body fine.
You did your big one.
Even with the smoker's voice.
Right. Okay. Newport's going crazy. Newport, hate to see you coming.
Boy. Hey, thank y'all for helping out my morning.
Hey, we appreciate you putting a smile on our face and all our cousins around the town with that performance. You'll get those two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest. Who's going to be your plus one?
Oh, it'd be my lovely wife.
Absolutely.
My lovely wife. Gary, go ahead and tell Kansas City. You already know how I do, dog. I'm
your
sorry.
Damn.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up, dog.
It's hopefully shine or hot. 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you emotionally attached to a negative outcome in life and feel stuck? Well, sometimes our view of the world and ourselves may be subjective or ruled through the lens of our personal feelings. According to Dr. Hardy with Psychology Today, the experiences or facts from our past will never change, but how we manage the story from our past, it can change. Sometimes our present stories or belief about ourselves stem from how our past was managed. If you grew up with any traumatic experiences without an empathetic source of comfort, you may still reside in that experience. For example, you may feel depressed and not recognize when you have happy moments. You can either focus on the pleasant memories or focus on depressing moments. So this week, let's refocus our lens on life and live in the pleasant moments and allow empathetic loved ones to bring comfort and healing where there is pain. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.